You're listening to an Unrist podcast, and I'm Dalia Lorenzo. Today's episode presents a new book on financing social policy. It was recently published by Unrist and Palgrave. The idea for this publication comes from a past research program within Unrist. That program was on social policy in a development context. Within that research, one question that surfaced over and over again was whether social policies can be affordable and sustainable in less developed countries. I'm speaking with the research coordinator of the Social Policy and Development Program at Unrist, Katia Huyo. She's the co-editor of the latest book on financing social policy with Shay McClanahan. Katia, the subtitle of your book is Mobilizing Resources for Social Development. Is this possible within the context of the current global crisis?
Yes, it is indeed getting more and more difficult for developing countries to mobilize the necessary resources for public investments and social programs, and even to protect existing expenditure levels. The crisis has clear negative effects on the state budget in general. Revenues go down, whereas expenditure increase. Because external and domestic credit costs have gone up, currencies devalue and subsidies and safety net expenditures increase. The revenue contraction happens because tax revenues shrink as a consequence of the recession. On top of that, we see a drastic fall in commodity and energy prices hitting those countries which rely heavily on the export of these goods. And even remittances, transfers from migrants towards the families at home, are estimated to decrease by 9% this year, as migrants lose their jobs and are sent back home.
If financing becomes even more difficult, could it be argued that countries should concentrate their scarce resources on the productive and financial sectors rather than investing in what you might call unproductive social transfers?
Well, in my view, it's definitely wrong to label social expenditures as unproductive. Although we hear this argument quite often, even in normal times, social policies such as health or education services or cash transfers to children, unemployed people or the elderly are often considered to be a luxury, especially for low-income countries. However, our research has shown that those countries that have invested in these programs early on have yielded very good results in terms of development, poverty reduction and well-being of the population. And now they are better prepared to cope with the crisis. That is why we try to convince developing countries to invest more resources in social policies and donors to support these policies. Of course, the financing mix in each country will be different, but from our research, we have learned that what is considered a political priority is also affordable.
Which revenue resources do you look at?
Well, the book includes studies on taxation, social insurance and pension funds, revenues from mineral rents, such as copper, oil or gas, aid and remittances. For each revenue source, we asked the researchers to provide us with information on how these instruments performed over the globalization period and to examine their impact on development, redistribution and social relations more broadly.
How difficult is it to raise tax revenues and social insurance contributions in countries where the majority works in the informal economy?
Yes, that's true. It is a real challenge. But we think that there is no alternative towards incorporating more and more people in these systems, which allows financing social development in a progressive and sustainable way. Of course, poorer countries will rely more on external resources such as development aid or remittances to finance social expenditure. But in the longer term, they should aim to improve on domestic financing front, because here positive synergies for development and social inclusion are greatest.
Questions about financing are often approached in a very technical way. Is there much dry economic analysis about the pros and cons of different tax systems or pension financing techniques in your book?
No, we try to look at the financing sources through the lens of social development and social transformations. For example, by asking how they impact on state-citizenship relations, gender, macroeconomic stability, policy space, or by studying reform processes and actors involved. We aim to open up new lines of thinking about the economic, social, and political implications of each of these resources.
What's the key message evolving from your research?
Well, I would say pay attention to the financing question when designing social policy strategies. Don't limit yourself to efficiency and affordability arguments when talking about financing of social policy. Look at revenues and expenditures together in order to maximize synergies. and implement economic policies with positive effects on employment and incomes.
What can the international